bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison, with your host, Joe Montone. Here once again to present to you the WINGS program. And today we're going into a great part of the program dealing with the Word of God and how the Word is actually intertwined throughout the WINGS program. And so we're going to be focusing on our priorities in life, which start off with the Word of God, really God first, then you, then family, then work, and then community service, and then hobbies and sports. And one of the objectives in the program is to help men to make changes. And those changes are driven by the Word of God. Through the Holy Spirit, people are inspired to make changes and to let go of the habit patterns of the past and to embrace new things, new ways of doing things that are rooted in what God says to do and what He says not to do. And one of the passages we use in the WINGS program comes from the Gospel of Matthew, which has to do with two foundations. It's basically focusing on decision making. And this is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. And here's what it says: "Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who builds his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so in the WINGS program, my friends, there are many decisions that people have to make. And we introduce the Word of God as the source of all great decision making. And when people go astray and they take detours, there are consequences. There are things that happen that are unplanned. There are things that are not always beneficial towards them or their families. And unfortunately, people have to suffer the consequences of, once again, doing what God says not to do. And as the Word says in the two foundations, that everyone who listens to these words of God and takes action on them will be like a wise man who builds his house on rock. Isn't that where you and I want to be, my friends? If you're out there and you're incarcerated, or you're in a recovery home, or you're in depression or in transition, and you're looking for something better, I think the Word of God will lead you to it. I know it will. And the Holy Spirit will guide you and direct you from within. And so this is important, that we as individuals, as human beings, acknowledge God's Word in all things. And we refer to it as the source of all decision making. And it's very important. And as we, you know, look into the WINGS program and work with individuals who are incarcerated, we focus on the past, present, and the future. And we sometimes refer to a prayer which is called the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the peace to accept the things that I cannot change. Give me the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference. And this is important. So the things that need changing, that we can have an impact on, we can make a difference in, that we have to concentrate our efforts in those areas. And it's very important that we don't waste time and money and effort in the wrong things, the things that are outside our control. And very often people are moving in those areas, and as a result, they stagnate, even regress, and move backwards because they're not embracing the Word of God. They're not using the Word of God as a source of decision making. And sometimes it's ego and pride that's in the way. No one can tell me what to do. The ego of men and women is huge. There are men and women out there with tall egos, and unfortunately, God calls us to humility. He calls us to get out of the way and truly to make Him number one in our lives so that we can really live life with Him, align with Him, align with His Word, and benefit from the blessings of obedience. But very often that ego and pride will get in the way, and we won't allow God to do what He would like to do in our lives. So for the incarcerated, the addicted, those who are challenged with depression and anxiety, those in transition, those really addicted to gambling and sex and alcohol and drugs and power, prestige, and money, those who are addicted to a lifestyle that is conducive for trouble, God calls us to a new way. He calls us to build a house on rock, to make it solid, blemish-free. He calls us to do it, you know, in a way that, you know, He can see clearly to bless us abundantly. He doesn't want us to fall down, to lose our homes, to lose our lives, and to be like a fool who builds his house on sand. Imagine. And in the Gospel of Matthew, you know, God provides that guidance and direction through Matthew's word. And it's powerful. Through the mouth of Matthew, one of the tremendous individuals who walked with Jesus Christ. And so we utilize the Word of God in the Wings program as a source of all great decision making. We also use aviation analogies to help men to gain their captainship and their manhood. Because unfortunately, we have a lot of men inside who have taken responsibility and put it aside. They've been more irresponsible. And as men and women growing up, we can all sometimes be irresponsible, but we have to grow into that manhood, that womanhood, that captainship, if you will, as we say in aviation. And you know, in aviation, you know, before you can become a captain, you've got to see all the seasons of the year, the winter, spring, summer, and fall. You've got to see the hot weather, the cold weather, the thunderstorms, the ice and snow, the sleet, the hail, the fog. You've got to see it all as a co-pilot. So you gain experience before you become a captain. And they give you the ultimate responsibility to take care of people and their people's lives. This is important. And God works the same way. He never gives you more than you can handle. He will prepare you for anything that He'd like you to do. He'll never give you more than you can handle. He doesn't want you to fail. He wants you to succeed. And in the Wings program, we talk about winning ideas, nurturing growth, and success. We want to be growing and succeeding. And God works that way. He helps us to succeed in life. He helps to prepare us mentally, physically, spiritually. He gives us all that we need to succeed. But once again, we have to get out of the way because of that ego and pride, that territorialism. We've got to allow him to work through us and to take our lives up to a higher level of success. And God will build a life for us that is better than you and I can design it. He doesn't always give you what you want, but he always gives you what you need. And very often, ultimately, you will get more than what you want in a better way, a more creative way, a different way. He will bring you the person that you are, you know, perfect for. He will bring you your wife or your husband. With enough prayer, all things are possible with God, but it all starts with faith. And with that faith, once again, we utilize the Word of God for great decision making. And that goes right on up throughout all men and women. If we go back to 1860 to Abraham Lincoln, who really had no church affiliation, but he was rooted in the Word of God. He utilized the Word of God as a source of decision making, and he said this: "It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, and to recognize the sublime truth in Holy Scriptures that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord." And this is a powerful man that the Lord put at the head of our nation at a time when we had crisis. And this man used the Word of God to help to make great decisions to end the Civil War and to bring peace and to end slavery and to bring fairness and justice to the people of America. And so we can use the Word of God in many ways. In the Wings program, we talk about, once again, priorities in life. And to use the Word of God in a positive way, you've really got to be connected to God himself. And so we put God first as the number one priority. He's not last. He's not an obligation. He's not something we don't want to do on Sundays or something we don't want to connect with during the week and that we're forced to do it. God doesn't want us to be forced to seek him out. He says, "Knock and the door shall be opened for you. Seek and you will find." This is important. We want to put him as number one. And to succeed in reentry from incarceration or recovery from substance abuse or alcoholism or gambling or sex, whatever it is, it's going to take the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit from within, and our Father in heaven to help us to get back on track because we've taken detours. We've regressed. We're stagnating. And we're in trouble. And to get out of that trouble, to get back in line, it's going to take some guidance and direction through the Word of God. And this is a very powerful thing. When we talk about reentry after incarceration, you know, a lot of people go back to prison. When we talk about recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism, there's a very high percentage of failures because people are not given 100% to their recovery programs. So we've got to do better, and God inspires us to do better. He leads us the path we should go through and through and through. And through prayer, we can find success in recovery and reentry after incarceration. And there are many people throughout America, more than 2.6 million, who are incarcerated today. And there are many more who are on probation or parole. And when we look at it throughout the United States, we really need to do better in the area of reentry and also recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism, where there's a 83% failure rate. We want to be those 17%ers, but we want to cut that failure rate way down by having recovery programs that include the Word of God, the guidance and direction from the Word of God. This is important. And there are many programs out there, you know, that offer help, but don't include the Word of God. So as individuals who are focused on reentry, recovery, and other situations that are life-changing, like severe depression, which is suicidal thoughts, and gambling addictions, which can take a whole family down if we're not careful. And of course, there are many addictions that people have. And I just tell you, we've got to include more of God in our lives. So if you're out there trying to figure out why you are not succeeding in your situation, whatever that may be, let's go to the table of God. Let's open up the Word of God and draw from the well, the infinite well. You know, there's another kind of well. I call it the empty well syndrome, where you keep going to the same person who is coming up empty, but you keep going back looking for love or looking for advice, and they keep giving you something, but it doesn't amount to very much. It sometimes will amount to disappointment or sadness. But with God, He is the, you know, the well, the infinite. He offers an abundance of love. And He is the way we need to go. So we want to look at each and every situation as being important. Some are very mild situations. Some are very severe, extreme. And we have all kinds of situations out there. But I just tell you that in the Gospel of Matthew, as we focused on the two foundations, I'm going to ask you the question, what is the foundation that you have been given in growing up? What have you been given? What set of tools have you been given from your parents or grandparents? What is the guidance and direction that you've been given? Where does it come from? How are you doing so far? If you're doing, you know, very well, God bless. You've probably had some parents and grandparents who are guiding and directing you with an influence from the Word of God. But if you're not doing so well, for whatever reason, we offer you an opportunity in the Wings program to take a look, an objective look, at how to proceed in a different way, to get better results, to move forward in decision-making. And it all starts with a relationship with our Lord. And with that, we can build on that. And the Word of God is integrated into each and every situation that we take on. What would Jesus do in this spot? I'm in a tight spot. What would Jesus do? How would He handle it? Think about it, my friends. You know, one of the things we have to do is get our priorities straight. Am I the cause of my situation, or is someone impacting me in a negative way and has put me in this spot? I want you to think about that. How much responsibility do you take for the decisions that you have made in your life? Or are we putting the blame on someone else? Let's take ownership of each and every decision and do the very best that we can. But let's be clear. We want to start out by examining our decisions and putting them up against what would Jesus do? How would he handle these things? Let's go into the Word of God and see if we can find some great guidance and direction. And through great prayer, we have inspiration through the Holy Spirit who lives within. And this is important, my friends. And we don't have forever to make these changes. We don't have forever to get success. But it is possible. And as we move forward, I want to just highlight St. Paul, having worked on death row and having worked for more than 25 years in prison ministry, working in city jails and some prisons between New Jersey and Pennsylvania. We have seen thousands of men. And when we look at St. Paul, we know that he was the persecutor of Christians. He was a great warrior. But he was the opposition to the Lord's word, to the message of the gospel. And the Lord knocked him off his horse one day, humiliated him before his own men, made him blind for 3 days. And then the Lord showed his great mercy and gave him his eyesight back. And St. Paul could see the power of our Lord Jesus Christ in taking his eyesight away and giving it back to him. And that is the story of the conversion of St. Paul, who wrote 13 books of the Bible and who is listened to each and every week in the Holy Mass. And it's powerful because as a counselor and a motivational speaker in prison, working on death row and working with men who have convicted of homicides, multiple homicides, the Lord wastes no talents. And he will change the heart of a man. And this is important because if he did it for St. Paul, he's going to do it for you and I, no matter what our situation is. Because St. Paul was the persecutor of Christians. Basically, you know, we want to acknowledge that the Lord didn't take him out, didn't, you know, take the life out of his body and put him down. But he took him out of his comfort zone, which was the persecutor of Christianity, the opposition to the Word of God, the opposition to the message of the apostles who were delivering that message. And the Lord used him to go to the front lines as a warrior for Christ. A warrior to help build up his father's kingdom. This is why St. Paul is so valuable in the Wings program and to all of us throughout the world, because the Lord, again, gave him a second opportunity to make changes. And it took the loss of his eyesight for 72 hours. And then he regained it back, and he could see the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm sure that he could see every sin that he committed, and he probably cried his eyes out, being very, very vulnerable and at the mercy of God. And Lord gave him a second opportunity to go to work for himself, to go to work for God as a warrior for goodness. And so when we look at ourselves in the mirror, a man told me once, name was Fred Schindler, he said, a man has to look at himself in the mirror every day when he shaves. And when he does, he sees himself eye to eye. And he knows where he's been. He knows exactly what he's done. He can't lie to himself. If he looks at himself in the mirror and he doesn't like himself, he's got to make changes. Because he can't live with himself, the person that he does not like anymore. He must make changes. And he must start as soon as possible. And if he doesn't, he's going to die because of a lack of change. And this is important, my friends. So if you've got a change to make, I want you to start today. Make a list of things that you need to change, things you need to get rid of, things that need to be moved out, including people who are negative in your life. The Wings program, we've got to have a circle of influence that's strictly positive. Making a positive impact on you. We've got to utilize our time each and every day, each and every week, the 168, the total time available in a week, 168 hours. It's got to be positive. It cannot be negative. It's got to be rooted in God's word. It's got to be pleasing to God. We don't want to go backwards. We don't want to stagnate. We want to be growing and succeeding. This is important, my friends. So as we prepare and implement an action plan for the future after reentry from incarceration, or recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism, let us go forth, my friends, and to select the proper foundation that God has called us to. Again, everyone who listens to these words of mine and takes action, he acts on them, will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. That should be you and I, my friends. I want you to think about it. We're out of time now. My name is Joe Montone, your host. May God bless you, and we'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. Have a great day, and God bless.